Every day that we are awakened is a day to thank God. So happy to be here with you on this hump day. It's Wednesday, uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. 1-11-2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Ryan Cunningham built his career as an emergency manager, which means that his supposed skills were in high demand during the pandemic. So as you might expect, Ryan was an enthusiastic supporter of the vaccines until he got the shot himself. Now Ryan is coming forward as a whistleblower, trying to warn everyone else until it's too late. On December 19th, Ryan tweeted this, quote, "I got the COVID vaccine before most could as a healthcare provider and emergency manager implementing many of the policies of the COVIDians. Days after, I was transported to the hospital with a cardiac issue. Today, I'm in heart failure." Unquote. That tweet went ultra viral. It's been seen by more than 4 million people so far. According to Ryan, the vaccine injury that he suffered has completely changed his life. According to his website, quote, "I went from implementing mandates in corporate America to fighting for medical freedom and raising over $1 million to protect the rights of parents and their children related to pandemic mandates in school." We reached out to Ryan as soon as we saw his tweet. We wanted to learn a whole lot more about his situation. And to that end, he joins us now. Ryan, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Stu. Great to have me.
Yeah, of course. Yes, it is. So have you heard from other people in your situation, or is this just an anomaly, kind of an outside, weird, freakish accident?
You know, I have heard from so many people, and this is not a freak accident. They knew exactly what was going to happen with this vaccination. I firmly believe that. My DMs, my messages are flooded with thousands of other people that are experiencing the same symptoms that I am experiencing right now. The tachycardia, the heart failure issues, endocrine system that shut down. And the healthcare providers that have sent me messages that are also experiencing it, that have just kind of sat back and refused to step up and speak out. And if that tweet does anything and it makes those people that are professionals speak out, that's what needs to happen, because these people need to be held accountable.
Yeah, we are going to have Lauren Witzke on the show here in a little while, the World Health Organization's manual for how to handle the dissent to these COVID shots has been now exposed on 4chan, and we have a copy of that. This is how to respond to people who are objecting to these vaccines. These are not vaccines. These are a bioweapon by their own literature, by their own patent. This is a weapon of biowarfare, a pegylated lipid nanoparticle. Why are so many doctors, when the evidence is right there in front of them, why are so many healthcare professionals refusing to come forward?
Well, they acquiesce to the system. You know, you've got big government that stands over their head and says, we're going to hold your license, we're going to hold your certification. And guess what? None of them are brave enough to stand up, besides the few, because they were censored. They were put to the back of the line. You know, I tell a story here locally where I'm at. I had a local pediatrician help me fight this. And guess what? IDPH and a group of 20 other pediatricians tried to ostracize her, tried to have her medical malpractice insurance canceled. They call these practitioners out, but you know what they can't overcome? They can't overcome this overwhelming evidence that's coming out today. And if these doctors join together and band together, we can take control of this narrative. We can show what's happening to the American people.
You know, inside of this movement, I guess you would call it, and I don't like to make myself a part of any movement. We do our show. We report the facts that we find. We welcome experts and scientists and researchers and doctors, you know, and epidemiologists, all these people, and then we platform the message. So you get a lot of attention. People get really pissed off. In my Telegram channel, my newly restored Twitter account, on Gab, on Getter, on Truth Social, everywhere that we can get the message out, people are pissed off about what's happening to humanity here. This is an attack on humanity. It's an open declaration of war by world governments against their people. That's what this is, biowarfare. And so all these people are super pissed off. Now you have Monday Night Football, 10 million people viewing as Damar Hamlin dies suddenly. And then thanks to elite medical crews, he was brought back to life, ostensibly twice, according to his family. He had two heart issues, cardiac arrest, heart attacks, whatever they were. Brought back to life 9 days later, he's back at home. Probably be suiting up for the Super Bowl. I don't know. And so then the people are there to justify this and to make excuses and say that this wasn't the shot. The very same people who've been pissed off at Pfizer all along. How programmed are we as a country?
Oh, we're absolutely programmed into the mainstream media narrative and what to expect, right? They've got their talking points. They send them out from the government. They send them out of what to say and what they can and cannot say. But you know what I think that happened, as tragic as that event was? I think that was an event on display for the American people to see, and to see the unity coming together afterwards, and to start waking people up, because that's what it's doing. People are finding access to resources and to actually learn what's going on.
I mean, so many of these people that were anti-COVID vax, you don't even have to be anti-vax, anti-bioweapon injection, euthanasia, heart attack, clot shot, all these people were coming at me saying, how dare you politicize this issue? What are you talking about? We just produced a documentary called Died Suddenly, seen by well over 30 million people, because we're fighting to try to wake people up to prevent people from becoming Ryan Cunninghams, right? And so then they're accusing me of using a situation to politicize this. These are the people who have been pissed off all along. So is that event really turning people toward the truth and unifying the country, or is it just more gaslighting?
You know, I think the people that are already awake, yeah, you know, they're getting more pissed off and they're upset about it, and it's going to drive them to it. But what I also think that does is it opens a narrative for the people that aren't awake. It allows them the opportunity to see what's going on, because I'll tell you, the amount of DMs that I'm getting right now, what scares me even more, the amount of DMs that I'm getting right now, the people saying, I got the shot, I've been feeling some symptoms, I don't know what to do. I'm actually kind of scared now. I believed in this system. So I think people are going to come to, but we've got to bring awareness to this. And it, unfortunate as these incidents are, it gives us the ability to leverage the conversation. Because anytime you make, it makes me so mad, these health practitioners say, oh, you know, we shouldn't bring politics into this discussion. I'm sorry. The second you make it a public health policy, it becomes political, because we have to hold the unelected fourth bureaucratic branch of government accountable. And that's the only way to do it. And we're going to make it political, and we're going to bring it to them, and we're going to hold them accountable for what they have done to all of us and myself.
Gosh, you know, I couldn't have said it better. And I really appreciate your tenacity in this fight. And you seem to be really unafraid. With that said, have you been threatened, or has anybody had hateful messages toward you?
Yes. For the past 2 years, you know, I've received threats. I haven't been as open as I am now, but for the past 2 years, I've received threats. Recently, I'm getting death threats. I'm getting go kill yourself, whack yourself off. It's disgusting the amount of messages I have received over the past couple of weeks. It's the radical left. You know, they're caught up in their 18th booster. And you know what? Hey, maybe it's affecting their mental state at this point, because it's they're completely deranged in their thought process. And we've got to change this and hold these people accountable.
It's a cult, and these shots have become nothing less than a religious sacrament. That's what they are. You said on your Twitter recently that you refuse to be labeled as vaccine injured. What do you mean by that?
You know what? Yeah, do I have a vaccine injury? But I'm not defined by my injury. I'm going to overcome this. I'm going to get the treatment that I need, but it's going to make me a fighter. And I'm going to fight to the end to ensure that the people that have done this and caused this harm, and the fact that I was a part of it, absolutely makes me disgusted right now. So you know what? That makes me fight 10 times harder. I've literally sacrificed everything for the past 2 years. I haven't been as open about it, but recently I have, and it's, we're going to hold them to account. I'm taking this as far as we can. That's why we need Republican attorney generals. You know, you got the Missouri Biden case next to me where I'm at, because I'm in the Metro East. You've got, you know, Congress coming in. We have got to get to the bottom of this and ensure, you know, nothing would make me happier to see Fauci locked up over this.
And a whole lot of other people as well.
Absolutely.
You brought up Congress, and this is kind of a conundrum here. Not one sitting elected representative in the United States government, in our Congress, has come forward and said, hold on, what's going on with these shots? Not one person, not one has spoken out saying, we need to seize these shots. We need to stop this. Look at all of these people dropping dead, dying suddenly all over the place. Look at these young people that are dying. This thing is not suitable for anybody of any age at all whatsoever, against a so-called COVID-19, whatever that is. We need to stop this immediately. Why do you think that is? Why has not one member of Congress, meanwhile, this shot has killed three times as many people as every previous vaccine combined? Why are they so silent?
Well, coming off of a campaign here recently, although my candidate wasn't, the political talking points, even for Republicans, was to avoid the COVID pandemic topic. You know what? grow a set and talk about it and deal with this. The American people are being affected. And I think they're concerned about it because it affects some of their funding. It affects, you know, the way that they operate in their congressional districts because they've been told not to talk about it. It's time that they start talking about it. I've been reaching out, trying to advocate to them. And it's time to address these issues. It's, you cannot sit back in these Congress elected, our elected representatives cannot sit back and ignore this. You know, this is equal to many of the other issues that Congress is facing right now, because we literally have people dropping dead by the day, and it needs to be addressed, and they have the power to address it right now. They have the power to defund the disaster declaration that Biden has in place, which, to me, if anyone knows anything about disaster declarations, it's a giant money laundering scheme, because it gives the president all kinds of authority in how he directs the finances from the Treasury. So it's, they need to address it, and they can address it through the funding. If they can't address it through legislation, they can definitely address it through the funding.
Yeah. Dr. Peter McCullough was on the show just yesterday, and, you know, obviously a very highly respected cardiac surgeon. He's been all over the Fox News channel and elsewhere talking about the warning signals from this shot. And he opined that there was over 400,000 people ostensibly who have died in this country as a result, just in this country alone. And I think that that number is low as well. But, you know, we're talking roughly 500,000 people documented, proven studies statistically to have died in this country, 500,000. This is more casualties than all of our wars put together. This is more casualties than any other single event that we've ever seen. These people are talking about Biden's ban on gas stoves on the Fox News channel like this is the big deal. We're being murdered out here, Ryan.
Yeah, their narrative needs to change, and they need to not worry about these small issues and acquiesce to the mainstream media talking points and ensure that this is brought up and brought before Congress. And I'm not letting it go. I've been in communication with some senior people in the House administration, and I assure you that is part of my fight and advocacy to ensure that this gets brought before and on the House floor in some type of, you know, investigatory committee. I'm going to fight to the end, and I hope other people join me in that.
Yeah. So congressional inquiries and investigations and panels and committees. I don't remember the last time a Republican committee actually made a difference in my life. These are nothing burger investigations that soak the taxpayer for millions of dollars so they can funnel it back through their NGOs and then right back into the pockets of the elites in the DC Beltway. You know how Washington works, obviously. You seem very well versed in that. You ran a campaign. You're familiar with how corrupt this uniparty is, faking to be Republicans and Democrats fighting with each other. It's all theater. It's all pro wrestling. It's all a fake show. You know, I think that we need to move to the accountability phase outside of some bureaucratic process filled with red tape and garbage and junk. What does that look like, in your opinion?
Well, unfortunately, if it's going to come from the government, it comes from the unelected fourth branch, and they're completely all in on, you know, in on it, in my opinion. How are you going to get the FBI? How are you going to get the CDC? How are you going to get the NIH? How are you going to get any of them to come together and cooperate? They're not. They're going to just completely, you know, just like anything else that Biden does, the FBI is asleep at the wheel there for that. And it's going to be difficult. It's going to take private entities in order to bring that, you know, enough evidence together that they're forced to respond to the issue. And there's a lot of people doing that. And I appreciate what you've been doing for that. And unfortunately, it's taking way too long, and lives are lost, probably literally by the minute at this point in time.
What do you think about, you know, citizens grand juries? What do you think about a constitutional sheriff, one lawman in this country that's willing to look at the evidence and say, yeah, you know what? I have probable cause to make arrests here, and we'll hold these people in jail and refer this to the county attorney for prosecution.
Yeah, absolutely. If we have a sheriff brave enough to take that case on, absolutely. I would stand behind them and gather whatever necessary evidence that they would need to support that, and they should do it. You know, whether they would do it or not, I'd even believe going as far as if this is a bioweapon, there could be military tribunals, you know. It's, but again, are they really going to go to that level and extent? We don't know, but to me, it rises to that level with the amount of lives that have been lost from this.
Yeah, I mean, so you could do an affidavit because you're a victim of biowarfare. A bioweapon was deployed on you. And so there's, you know, with your DMs being as full as you indicated that they are, there's ostensibly thousands of other victims as well that could also do these affidavits and come forward as victims of this biowarfare attack. Any sheriff that's going to ignore that is not worth his salt. Obviously, we're talking about somebody like maybe Grady Judd down in Polk County, Florida, who's been very outward. And, you know, he's denied any political pressure at all, just brushing it off like a fly in his soup. So, I mean, these are the types of people, not the Fox News grifter sheriffs that go on and talk about, you know, waving their elbows around and how they're all constitutional. We're talking about somebody who's really actually going to do this. And I think that that could work. What kind of penalties should be imposed for somebody who's unleashed this on humanity?
Someone that's a life in prison, if capital murder is available in there, you know, it should be a capital offense, in my opinion. You've killed people. You've hurt people. You've harmed people. And if we can prove that beyond a reasonable doubt, which I think we can, right? It should be, they should be held to account for that.
Yeah, the death penalty should no question be on the table when we're referring to possible penalties for these actions. What about the media? Should they be held accountable for the safe and effective narrative that they ran with as they were paid ostensibly billions of dollars by Pfizer and Moderna?
The media structure needs to be overhauled. What that looks like, I have no idea. Do they need to be accountable? Yes. How should they be accountable? Well, all the people that were damaged and harmed, I think any fines or any impunities that were held to them, those people that were harmed, that's where that money should go for anyone, you know, that put their influence on the American people, whether it be the media, whether it be, you know, corporate America. I don't even get me into that conversation, because they acquiesced when the government didn't have the power. They acquiesced and enforced most of what the government wanted for them when they knew the government didn't have the power. And most people don't understand that component of this equation either, which is absolutely insane. They created these private fusion task forces in order to do the government's will when they knew they didn't have the authority to do such.
Private corporations and publicly held entities took taxpayer dollars from the federal government to impose these mandates, the NFL being one of them. 95% of players, nearly 100% of all NFL personnel, are shot up with this bioweapon injection. They're ticking time bombs waiting to be Ryan Cunningham's. I'm sorry, but that's really what you're dealing with. Heart
failure.
Right. You're in heart failure right now. Young people, healthy people all over the place. Your former law enforcement, you know, you worked in this medical community. You've been in corporate America. You forced these, you know, or helped to assist in these mandates. And now you're coming forward and you're doing exactly the opposite. I'd like to give you the final words. I got about a minute left.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? It's time for people to wake up. I appreciate you for helping. And my next steps are, I'm creating a group of advocacy in which all the vaccine injured, lawyers, medical professionals all can come together under one roof and solve these problems and figure out how to hold these people accountable. What that looks like, I don't know yet, but you can go to ryancunningham.co to find that. And I'm in the process of building that with some key players and people. And we're going to hold these people accountable.
Well, when you do figure out what that looks like and you get that organized and together, you make sure that you get a hold of me, because we would love to platform it. Anybody who is in this fight and looking for the accountability phase, we're right there, because that's where we have to go. The evidence is all there. We don't need any more evidence. We need a constitutional sheriff. We need a real lawman in this country that's actually willing to take a look at crimes that are being committed right out in the wide open. The murderer's right there. Go get him, and then have them actually go do it. Ryan Cunningham, for your bravery and your courage and for your fight, thank you very much, and thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. These people are psychopaths, and they want to take everything from you. They don't mind if you lose it all. They don't mind if you die a slow and painful death, so long as they get rich and powerful while they're taking it. Not limited to your kids, not limited to your life, but your money as well. Protect it with gold and silver. Call GoldCo right now, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Do not be a victim of the electronic banking system reset. Checking accounts, saving accounts, 401k, IRA, investment accounts. If you have $50,000 or more in your retirement account, it's at imminent risk. It's going to be stolen. It's going to be taken. Sent to Ukraine, then laundered, then sent back to D.C. so that these psychopaths can enrich themselves in our uniparty. They are elitist, globalist psychopaths. Get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America! temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Do you work out like I do to try to stay at the peak of your physical condition? I mean, it's really important. We have to stay in warrior shape, right? But I also love carbs. It makes me feel guilty. I love the pasta. I love the garlic bread that goes along with the pasta, potatoes, all of that stuff. I mean, it tastes great. So if you love carbs as much as I do, just admit it and then check this out. It's a really cool science trick that helps you eat those carbs without gaining a ton of weight. I'm not kidding. It actually works. It works for pasta, pizza, sandwiches, potatoes, all that stuff that we really enjoy. I actually learned about it from a doctor just the other week, but it's super easy. He calls it the ultimate fat cheat, so I thought I'd spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com and check it out for yourself, thehealthyfat.com, and then spread the word to other people because people love carbs. P.S. If you're curious how it works, there's a full scientific explanation. It's pretty fascinating. Thehealthyfat.com. Again, thehealthyfat.com. Welcome back. So there's yet another supposed COVID variant out in the wild. Will it kill you? Almost certainly not, unless you're dumb enough to get the latest booster to prevent it. But it's already killed one thing, the ability of any late-night comic to be funny. Look.
Guys, I read about a new COVID variant that has some people worried. It's called XBB.1.5. I guess they couldn't think of a catchier name. And it actually inspired me to write a tiny song.
There was Alpha, then Delta, then Omicron next. But this latest variant might be the best. Another brand of COVID-19 has arrived. It's a new strain, but it isn't the same. Sounds more like Elon Musk, his name. It's XBB.1.5, not UB40, who sings red, red wine. Put on your mask when you're inside a facility. It could be a robot from a Star Wars trilogy. It's XBB.1.5, not OMG or MP3 or TCBY, or an eye chart made by a really high guy. Sounds like the password of your parents' Wi-Fi. It's XBB.1.5.
Okay, that's enough. Gruesome. Completely brutal. Totally cringe. But that's not just another unfunny fake comedy clip. It's also something that people call fifth-generation warfare. That's warfare that isn't fought with tanks and missiles and bullets. No, instead, it's a psychological battle for your mind. It's war by means of propaganda and informational attack vectors. It's war via Twitter and YouTube. The entire battle over COVID has been a case study in fifth-generation warfare. We've seen it waged internationally with China maneuvering the entire rest of the globe into a lockdown panic. And we've seen it domestically with our own government leaders manipulating us, lying to us, spying on us to achieve their agenda of increased power. Dr. Mark Sherwood is a doctor in Oklahoma. Together with his wife, he says that they have successfully treated more than 10,000 COVID patients without a single one of them dying. He's also a thinker about this fifth generation warfare concept. He believes that COVID is being used to fuel a Marxist revolution with the final goal of obliterating the family unit, destroying the Christian church, and imposing a totalitarian regime. If necessary, he says we're going to see another pandemic launched in order to manipulate the public into surrendering more freedoms. Want to hear more about that? Of course, Dr. Mark Sherwood joins us now. Doctor, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Appreciate being here, Stu. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Do you agree with that assessment?
I do. I think the COVID example is an excellent one. It's led to this idea of fear. And really, to understand this fifth generational warfare kind of concept even better, when we were growing up, there was a statement that went something like this: sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, the opposite is true. The words do hurt us, and they get planted in our psyche, they get planted in our mind, they get planted in our emotions, and they become something that can control you. And we've seen this all-out onslaught on our emotions and our minds for the last several years. And it's really, I think it's reached a pinnacle right now where we really know what it is.
So what is this next pandemic that you think is being ginned up now?
Well, I do believe that Bill and Melinda Gates are behind this, Stu, because ultimately there is profitability in vaccines, and they know that, and they're going to continue to push this. The CDC now has 66 vaccines that are approved, 4 for COVID. More are coming. The more you can get this idea of fear planted in society, it sort of is this 100th monkey theory. You know, the more people you can get to believe it, the more they'll cooperate. our mission at this point is to fool me once, shame on you. Fool me once, shame on me. I'm not going to do it anymore. We have got to stand up against this, care for ourselves, and build what I call resiliency so that when these attacks come, we can not only stand up, but we can fight back.
So you suggested the eradication of the Christian church, which leads me to believe that you recognize this isn't necessarily singularly about Bill and Melinda Gates and the other psychopaths getting rich, but that there's something more nefarious or demonic happening here.
Well, totally. You know, I am an overt, outspoken Christian, and I believe that evil has been around since the beginning of time, and I believe that mankind fell in Genesis chapter 3. Having said that, Stu, this whole idea of getting the world to be provoked into fear is something that's been around through Babylon, through Egypt, to try to get God's people completely out of sync and out of harmony and out of the real purpose of what they're supposed to be doing. It's interesting how that when someone says, I'm a Christian, that all of a sudden becomes incriminatory, you know, and it's interesting how somebody says I'm Islamic, for example, not knocking that, that becomes inclusive. This is an attack on, let's face it, it's an attack on God. It's an attack on love. And if we can get evil more in charge, people begin to get so confused and they begin to get so confounded that they begin to yield to the evil wishes that are, and that's to get us under their control.
I couldn't have said it better. With one exception, when you say you have no problems with somebody saying they're a Muslim, I do, because that means they don't know Jesus, the door, the light, the way, and they're likely not going to have eternal life. So we pray that they will find Jesus, meet Jesus, and repent and walk away from the farce religion that is Islamic beliefs. So you're a thinker in this fifth generation warfare concept. Other than COVID-19, can you think of other fifth generation warfare examples that we've been subjected to?
Yes, it's happening with the erosion of the nuclear family. It's happening in the transgender issues. It's happening in the homosexuality issues. It's happening with the idea that the immigration issue is okay, the borders are open. We're seeing this thing played out in all these areas, Stu, and it's important for people to put it all together, to quit getting so hyperpolarized in one area, but step back and take a 30,000 foot view and put it all together like a puzzle and see it for what it is. You mentioned a thinker. My goal and hope is that people will begin to think and not be so bottled up with fear. Fear disallows a person to think. Fear takes away our rational thinking. It takes away our frontal brain being able to reason anymore, because we can't get back into memories. We're stuck in that reactionary state. So
yeah, turn off the TV as well. I mean, we're just being propagandized to death. You saw that Jimmy Fallon clip. I mean, that's just disgustingly grotesque. It's horrible. I mean, I don't even know how to describe that, you know, in words, and I'm pretty good with vocabulary. So, you know, I think what you're alluding to here is just the constant in your face stuff. So you look at the transgender stuff, it's constantly in your face. It's infiltrated our schools. This suggests what you suggest, which is a Marxist revolution, the overtaking of a country from the inside out, infiltrating that, putting the gay pride flag on churches, for example, and pastors preaching the love that we're supposed to have for each other by embracing this sodomy. I believe that God blew up two whole countries over this behavior, didn't he?
Yeah, these pastors, they're not pastors. They're agents of the enemy. I said this before, and I am super bold about this. The church in America, the institutionalized church, is completely gone. You have demons in pulpits that are actually talking about this stuff. They're not Christians. The real Christians are talking about, like you said, let's repent. Let's believe Jesus. There's one way to heaven, and that's it. And what we're seeing right now is an overt attack on just the ability of us to think for ourselves and care for ourselves and make free decisions. When you take a person's freedom away, their ability to choose, that is what that Marxism, that totalitarianism is about. You know, it's like, let's get them controlled so they're too stupid to make decisions on their own. And that's what they're trying to convince people right now of.
Yeah, too brainwashed to believe the stuff that they're seeing with their own eyes. Let's see if we can make them convince themselves that what their eyes are seeing doesn't actually exist. Let's plug them into the matrix. Welcome to the real world. Dr. Mark Sherwood, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
New year, new you. How many people say it? Today we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat. Crush your cravings. Maintain healthy immune system function. Fight temporary inflammation related to exercise. Even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
Welcome back. So some of you out there might be familiar with this online website, 4chan. It's one of the internet's free speech bulwarks. It's popular with young men who want to talk anonymously. It also has a lot of rumors and leaks and wild theories, but also it includes a whole lot of investigative and detective work, and recently someone on 4chan produced a remarkable bit of that. Yeah, he found and released the World Health Organization's Vaccine Crisis Communication Manual. So what this manual is a detailed guide. It instructs politicians and health authorities on exactly what to say when faced with opposition to the bioweapon deadly COVID clot shots. There's guidelines for almost every situation that you can imagine. Deaths after a shot, vaccine injuries in children or the elderly or pregnant women, a vaccine recall, the rollout of a new vaccine, or the rise of a, quote, misleading but powerful story which attracts negative social media attention. Lauren Witzke co-hosts Crosstalk News on the Stu Peters Network. She's also our executive producer here on the Stu Peters Show. She's been studying this, and she joins us now. Lauren, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it. So they have done what the AMA did when the AMA told doctors how to combat interviewers and dodge questions and literally gave them social media posts to copy and paste regarding vaccine safety and effectiveness. But now they're talking about how to respond to viral videos or stories or actual people dying in the news all over the place that people can't unsee.
Yeah, going through this, it gave me chills because it was the same talking points that we hear over and over again. They even had it categorized in different tiers. What to do if a baby dies? What to do if something, if the vaccine gets caused, recalled in a foreign country? Even they went to the extent to use an example of a viral high impact documentary that spreads misinformation and how to respond to it. They had it all planned out. Everything we see on TV, everything that the journalists say, everything that Fauci says, it's all scripted. It doesn't matter how many people die. It doesn't matter how many high impact events, which they specifically talk about, like maybe a football player dying on live television, how you combat that misinformation that could be spread. They're professional gaslighters, Stu, and they literally projected a lie onto everybody, and they don't care how many people dies. The script stays the same.
They're professional hitmen. Yes. They're professional mass murderers. They're professional genocidal psychopaths. And they have clearly indicated here that there is no intent to stop any of this. So when you talk about intent is obviously, you know what the impact is going to be of whatever you unleash on a person. So if I stab you 30 times in the chest, ostensibly, I know that's likely going to kill you. So that would be premeditated murder, right? I mean, I know what the outcome is going to be. I know that I'm inflicting something upon you that's going to cause immediate great bodily harm or death. And they know that they're causing great bodily harm and death, along with infertility, sterility, the basically eradication of future, you know, procreation, God's creation, all of these things. They know exactly what it is that they're doing. And they are saying right here in this manual, We know what we're doing. We're going to continue to do it. Here's how to gaslight the public.
Yes, absolutely. And it was all planned. You know, the people that were in charge of this health response of the pandemic, I don't even like calling it a pandemic because it wasn't. It was a bioweapon release. It wasn't deadly enough, but it was brought in to force vaccinate the globe. That was the real bioweapon, because that is what causes the sterility in women. It stores literally in women's ovaries. It was a depopulation agenda from the beginning. And the people who were in charge of it are eugenicists. They're obsessed with depopulation. And they let us know what they were going to do before they did it with Event 201. And then they knew that the vaccine response, that people were going to die, people were going to be seriously injured. So they had a pre-scripted plan on how to respond to it, to gaslight the public into making them believe that what they're seeing isn't real. That's the thing. And these talking points are everything we see everywhere. Their thoughts are not their own. They're given to them by the elitists who want to depopulate the earth.
You see some of this even in some of these so-called fake dissidents, you know, these health freedom movement grifters that actually appear to be protecting Pfizer, saying things like there's no way to hold them to account. There's really nothing that we can do. This is a military operation. I've even heard people out there saying, if it is a military operation, if our country has been overtaken by a hostile government, our military has to follow the orders of that illegitimate regime that takes over via Marxist coup d'etat. I mean, people are really out here saying, telling the public, gaslighting them, posing as patriots and fighters on the dissident side, truth tellers, and then gaslighting and programming the public into believing that they have to sit on their hands, do nothing, and accept all of this. They're doing it right out in front of us.
Yeah, it's true. And as Karen Kingston has been screaming from the rooftops, they broke their EUA shield. We have an opportunity to go after these pharmaceutical companies, to go after the elected officials who force mandated the vaccine or encouraged corporations to force mandate the vaccine. When it was FDA approved, their shield was lifted. Why aren't lawyers or freedom movement groups going after the people now that we can get accountability? That's because if you take away their opportunity to grift, of course they're not going to do it. If the vaccine goes away, then their money goes away. Their organization goes away, because what are they going to fight? It's kind of like the GOP does, where they perpetually lose for fundraising purposes, because it's easier to raise money with the Democrats in charge doing all this terrible stuff than it is when you're in charge and doing the right things. And, you know, they know that. So they know if they take out the vaccine, hold these people accountable and throw them in jail, there's no purpose for them anymore. So that's why you see they only let us go so far, Stu. And that's the truth. You watch as they only let us go so far. But when you cross over into actual territory where you can take action and put an end to this, they stop you. They call you crazy. They say, oh, don't listen to them. They're cuckoo. You know, oh, don't listen to what Stu Peters says, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, he's not the medical professional. No, actually, it is proven that the EUA shield has been lifted and that they were, you know, they can be held accountable for what they have done now. And anybody who is telling you anything differently is a grifter and they're lying to you.
Yeah. And they're controlled by the major big pharmaceutical companies and the globalist elites at the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization and all of the murderous psychopaths that brought this thing into the public, that unleashed it knowing exactly what it was going to do. COVID-19 was a chimerically engineered, man-made genetic sequence, over 25 sequences, by the way, which is why it's never been isolated out in the wild. They knew that the PCR test was a fraud and a failure. Carrie Mullis, the inventor of that, said that it was a fraud and a failure. This whole thing is based on a 45 threshold cycled PCR test that is not designed to detect any of this. This was only meant to gin up the fear to force people into the bioweapon injection, the euthanasia clot heart attack shot that got Damar Hamlin to die suddenly on the field. He was brought back to life because there was an immediate response, an elite medical crew right there waiting for it. As I said yesterday on the program, if he'd have been in the parking lot of that stadium or anywhere else, at home, in the shower, in the gym, he would be not here today. He would not be talking. Miraculously, 9 days later, after two heart attacks, ostensibly, he's back at home. I don't know how that's possible. He'll be gearing up probably for the playoffs and the rigged Super Bowl. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills are in it and win it at this point. Family hasn't come out, by the way, and thanked everybody for the prayers, which I find really interesting, because everybody's like, oh, please pray for Damar, pray for Damar, pray for Damar. And then when the prayer works, everybody's thanking the doctors and not thanking Jesus. I know that I went off a little bit off topic here, but this is all This is all part of the same PSYOP, and the media grabbing a hold of all of this. They are the criminals. Whoever authored this manual that we're talking about from the World Health Organization premeditatedly did this. They mentioned a viral, heavy impact documentary. They're talking about Died Suddenly, aren't they?
Yes, Stu, and they had the script ready to go. That's why they came after you so hard. So the messaging was safe and effective, safe and effective. That was their only rebuttal. Just keep using the word safe and effective. No matter what the documentary showed, no matter the fibrous clots that are forming in these vaccinated bodies, keep telling everybody that it's safe and effective. That was all they had prepared. They didn't see it coming. They really didn't. And we hurt them with that. The Stu Peters Show hurt the global cabal and their depopulation agenda with the Died Suddenly film. And, you know, it's well-deserved. All we did was tell the truth, Stu.
Yeah.
And, you know,
this
they didn't know
EUA
how to respond.
This whole Shield thing is a big story. And everybody should be paying attention to Karen Kingston on this. This is a big deal. The FDA approval absolutely did happen. At that point, these people became unshielded and unprotected. They are not immune to accountability. And I'm not talking about going and filing lawsuits for fraud like Governor DeSantis is doing. I'm not talking about suing these people. I'm talking about real criminal accountability. I'm talking about seizing these bioweapon shots. I'm talking about indicting and trying and frying the people who were responsible for unleashing this bioweapon on humanity. Nothing less is acceptable. And yes, the death penalty absolutely should be on the table for everybody who participated in this. Lauren Witzke, for bringing this to our attention, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Stu.
Of course. When we talk about accountability, we oftentimes mention a second Nuremberg or a military tribunal. People object to that and say, well, the military's not for us, Stu. That's BS. If you really believe that every single person who signed on that dotted line to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, is actually going to fire on you, that they're not for you, that the military is completely gone, you're wrong. There are great men in this military that will do that. The top of the military needs to be completely dismantled and eradicated. I acknowledge that. The top of the military is the enemy of the people, just like the media, just like the inventors of this technology, just like the manufacturers of this technology, just like the fake grifters that are out here trying to sell your supplements and reversals and convince you that Pfizer is immune from any accountability, and they absolutely are not. But if a second Nuremberg isn't possible, if a military tribunal isn't possible, citizen grand juries are very possible. And we can put those grand juries together. And we need one lawman. Who is it? Grady Judd, Polk County, Florida? Constitutional sheriff? Are you going to take this probable cause? Are you going to take the evidence that we have against these people? Are you going to issue a warrant for their arrest and refer it to a prosecutor for criminal charges? That's what we need. One lawman. One lawman. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. We'll be right back.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
My good friends at Curable are offering 20% off site-wide all of their products when you use promo code STU. Everything, all of their products, the tinctures, the cooling roll-ons, the balms, the dry sprays, the creams, the pain relievers, all of the natural treatments that you can experience using CBD from God's earth, hemp. You're not running around high, and you're not getting it from the corner store, some ghetto hood store. You're not ordering it from Bezos at Amazon online. You have no idea what's in that crap. So for all of you that know about the CBD game, I would encourage you to please try Curable, KURIBL.com. Why? Because it's a family-owned business. All of the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota, so you know what you're getting. 100% pure CBD products, the purest you can get. Curable.com plus 20% off site-wide when you use promo code STU at Curable.com. So the Uniparty criminals posing as Republicans in the House of Representatives just passed their rules package for the next 2 years on Monday night. Well, then immediately after that, they voted on their first piece of actual legislation. It's a moment to celebrate. Yeah, it's amazing because that's a bill that abolishes the IRS. and eliminates the federal income tax, replacing it with a single nationwide sales tax instead. They also separately voted on a different measure to retract the $80 billion in funding that would be used to hire 87,000 additional IRS thugs. But wait a second here. Don't those bills contradict one another? Because one bill cuts the IRS's budget, and another abolishes them entirely. What gives here? Well, we can answer that. What gives is that both of these bills are completely fake. They're just posturing by the GOP to fool voters into thinking that they're accomplishing things. Because here's the deal. Republicans don't control the Senate. Republicans don't control the White House. And Democrats aren't passing either of these things. So the bills are dead in the water. And these fake Republicans, these actors, know that. This is pure symbolism. It's professional wrestling. It's phony, it's theater, it's fake. And by the way, if Republicans did control the Senate and the White House, they wouldn't be voting to get rid of the income tax anyways. They literally controlled all three branches back in 2017. They passed a tax reform bill. And no, it didn't abolish the IRS. It didn't get rid of the federal income tax. What it did do was cut corporate taxes by a whole lot. It was a big windfall for Apple. That's who the big winner was. So don't listen to any optimistic headlines about the GOP voting to dump the IRS. It's only being written to trick you. The IRS is still going to be out there, still hunting down the wealth of Americans, and people will still be going to Peyman Motahedra at Freedom Law School for help. Peyman is joining us today, but he has a whole lot more to talk about than just the IRS thugs. Peyman is holding a Restore Freedom Rally January 21st through the 23rd in Orlando. Some of the speakers there will include Del Bigtree, Judy Mikovits, Dr. Lee Merritt, and a whole lot more. And they won't be just talking about the IRS, but also COVID-19, the bioweapon injections, 9/11, and a whole lot more. You can get more details and buy tickets by visiting RestoreFreedomRally.org. Again, that's RestoreFreedomRally.org. Peyman Motahedra joins us now. Peyman, thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
So real quickly, let's touch on this legislation by the GOP. You agree with me? This is just posturing. I mean, this is fake. This is all theater.
Of course it is. So is a 87,000 IRS agent issue, because IRS is collapsing of its own weight anyways. So they're trying to have the fear that has been programmed in Americans' brain of the IRS. They're using that to get more votes, because IRS is in a declined, just like the Soviet Unions do, and they will eventually implode. What we want to do is to expedite that process.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're saying that the IRS, and you've been on this program before, and you predicted, you said, no, the IRS is imploding. It's collapsing on its own. I do want to address something. You said that they're doing this to get more votes. I don't necessarily buy that, because I know that voting is rigged and fake, and that elections are all rigged and stolen. But what this is designed to do is perpetuate the PSYOP, the programming, the brainwashing of Americans, so that they have the illusion that they are represented by a two-party system in a constitutional republic, which is absolutely a fallacy. It's completely untrue. We live in a totalitarian, illegitimate regime after the coup d'etat took place back when they shot JFK decades ago. We haven't had a free and fair election since then. We have been controlled by globalist elites. So that's what that is. But it's just to keep that going so that there's not an uprising of people that say, wait a minute, our country and our freedom and our liberty has been stolen, which brings me to your rally. There are a lot of people, Peyman, a lot of different groups in this so-called freedom movement that have turned into grifters. You see a lot of them in the healthcare freedom movement. They're running around in these big stadiums. They're filling them up. They're giving, you know, big speeches, and they've got big jumbotrons and fancy fireworks and pyrotechnics, and they're saying and chanting catchy phrases, but none of them are actually moving the ball. None of them are actually planning what to do, how to make us part of the plan. RestoreFreedomRally.org. Your Restore Freedom Rally in January, this month in Orlando, starting on the 20th, actually moves the ball. Tell the audience how.
Well, that's because what we need to do is not to defund the police. We need to defund the federal government. American people have been unwittingly supporting and paying the salaries of the FDA, CDC, FBI, CIA, DOJ, all of these criminals.
HHS,
we have DHS, HHS, you name it all, it's alphabets of agencies.
IRS.
We can pay them voluntarily. We can stop paying these federal income and payroll and corporate taxes that we never owed in the first place and defund these criminals. Instead, fund the freedom movement that we need to be doing so desperately.
Yeah. If we put all of the resources, if we put all of our federal income tax money that we set aside or that is criminally stolen from us every single year during tax season time, which is what it is right now, if we put that instead into a movement of patriots that was here not to overthrow the government, but to overthrow those that would wish to pervert the Constitution, we would make a whole lot of progress, wouldn't we?
Absolutely. Think about this, too. American people are giving trillions through deception voluntarily to our enemies in Washington, D.C. If he just gets a few billions of that money, funding news platforms that tell you the truth, funding freedom lawsuits, funding organization, and having some money actually to pay for advertising campaign of true patriots that represent us and have funding for having honest elections by lawsuits against these corruption and criminality, we could actually take this country back like the founding fathers did.
A lot of people are starting to get it. They're starting to understand right now that we don't have a government. We have a corporate government crime syndicate. I don't remember being asked if I was willing to send money to Ukraine, the Nazi-controlled Ukraine, where the illegitimate president over there, which, by the way, our CIA helped to usher that in with a violent coup d'etat after a democratically fair election in 2014. Both sides admitted that that was a free and fair election, that that was a real election, but our CIA ran that violent coup d'etat. They got cover from our press. They made it look like some popular BLM-style uprising, which it wasn't. So all of the election theft, all of the BLM and Antifa unrest, all of the fires in the streets and the fighting, and all of the social injustice warriors, these people, they practiced all of those tactics in Ukraine in 2014, and then they implemented them here in 2020 when they stole our election, when they had George Floyd, who died of a fentanyl overdose, a career criminal, home-invading thug on the streets right down the street here in Minneapolis, and then they brought all of these people that our taxpayers fund. Believe this, our CIA created BLM. Our CIA created Antifa. Our CIA created ISIS. Remember Jihad Johnny supposedly, you know, executing people in the sand and cutting their heads off. We later find out that that was all done in front of a green screen. These people, our tax dollars are funding our own demise. They are the ones that have the enforcement arms ready to enforce and police mask mandates and social distancing and vaccine mandates. These tax dollars are going into our federal government and then being given to places like the NFL to make sure that that bioweapon is delivered to 95% or more of their players. These tax dollars are going to our school districts to make sure that our kids are muzzled with Sharia bacteria-ridden oxygen-inhibiting face muzzles for 8 hours a day while they go and get indoctrinated about critical race theory and the importance of transgenderism. Our tax dollars are funding our own demise. Paymon, how long has it been since you've paid taxes?
30 years. I have not filed and paid income tax. IRS well knows about me. They never dared to try to indict me, to try to put me in prison. And they have attacked me civilly for money issues multiple times, and I have beaten them in their own tax court. So if I can do it, so can the American people like me with my support.
And that's what Freedom Law School does, which, by the way, if you want Paymon's consult on any of this, I'm not the expert on taxes, although be it, I'm going to go to Paymon to hear more about this. You can also livefreenow.org. If you just go there, livefreenow.org, and seek that consult with Paymon Motahedda. Also, I think it's really important if you can find a way there to be in Orlando on January 20th through the 23rd at the Freedom Rally, go to restorefreedomrally.org. Again, restorefreedomrally.org. It's time to move the ball. Paymon Motahedda, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
Yep, you bet. I wouldn't lose any sleep if we had a tax revolt, if everybody stopped paying the federal government. A lot of people are losing sleep over what they owe to the federal government. Sleep is one of the most powerful factors to upgrading your health. Can't lose sleep. Great sleep upgrades you on virtually every level. body fat, muscle mass, mood, brain function, countless other ways. But taking melatonin can be problematic. First, the body adapts and you need to take more and more and it becomes less and less effective. And for about 50% of the population, they wake up earlier than they should, which impacts their health negatively. So there's a much better approach. Feed your body the natural melatonin building blocks and the transformers known as cofactors so that your body naturally produces melatonin. Well, thanks to a brand new sleep formula developed by my friends at Bioptimizers, you can experience the best sleep ever. After years of trial and error and sleep tracking, they finally launched a brand new groundbreaking sleep formula called Sleep Breakthrough. It targets 5 different sleep pathways to give you the best sleep ever. You'll fall asleep in minutes. You'll stay asleep throughout the night. It helps you get the right amounts of REM and deep sleep. And best of all, you'll wake up feeling refreshed and energized so that you can have the best day possible and go to war with me. To learn more about this new before bed sleep protocol, simply go to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. As an additional bonus, if you want a 10% discount and a special gift, use promo code StuPeters10 at checkout when you go to sleepbreakthrough.com/StuPeters.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented pill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
We are out of time for today. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. For all of the psychopaths trying to kill us, judgment is coming. For the rest of you, God bless you.